The tiny southeast village of Hoonah has received condolences from around the world for the recent shooting deaths of police officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokioka. The pair were ambushed by a lone gunman August 29th as they chatted with each other and their families on the town's front street. John Marvin Jr. has been charged with their murders and is currently being held at Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau on $1 million bail. Hundreds plan to attend a memorial service for Wallace and Tokioka tomorrow in Hoonah. Among the mourners will be dozens of police officers from Alaska and the rest of the country. As KTOO's Casey Kelly reports, the law enforcement community has rallied around the town in the days since the shooting.
Assistant Juneau Police Chief Paige Decker was enjoying a quiet Saturday night at home when he got word that officers were down in Hoonah. Decker had to quickly decide how many police officers he could spare.
I had to go through that process and determine, you know, what our resources were and what we felt we could let go for a short period of time over there. They certainly needed help, and so we're going to do what we can.
The suspect, John Marvin Jr., was barricaded inside his home. Decker put together a team of 12 officers, including Juneau's SWAT team, hostage negotiators, and a bomb squad. Then he turned his attention to getting the officers to Hoonah, 40 air miles away. The Coast Guard offered a patrol boat.
It's hard to just pick up in the middle of the night and find transportation for a team, and it's either going to be by air or water. Thank goodness that the Coast Guard was able to do that for us.
Sergeant David Campbell, a hostage negotiator and 15-year veteran of the Juneau Police Department, was among those tapped to go to Hoonah. Using a bullhorn, Campbell attempted to communicate with Marvin, who remained in his home for a day and a half.
I just explained to him who I was, why I was there, explained the situation to him that, the place was surrounded and I wanted him to come out and give up peacefully without anybody getting hurt.
Besides JPD and state troopers, the initial response included Alaska wildlife troopers, a U.S. Forest Service officer, and police from Sitka, Anchorage, and Wrangell. The Federal Bureau of Investigation was also en route to Hoonah when Marvin surrendered. Campbell says the response was nothing short of amazing. At the same time, he's not surprised so many other agencies were willing to help.
Southeast Alaska, even though it's geographically, spread out and there are no roads, you tend to know law enforcement in other communities. There's a mutual training that goes on. I didn't personally know the two officers that were slain, but the law enforcement family is a pretty small, tight-knit community, throughout the region.
In the days after the incident, police departments from other communities have continued to assist Hoonah. The deaths of Tony Wallace and Matt Tokioka left the Hoonah Police Department with just one full-time police officer, Chief John Milan, as well as an officer in training. Departments in Wrangell, Yakutat, Sitka, and Ketchikan have offered short-term help while Hoonah seeks new officers. Wrangell Police Chief Doug McCloskey says it's the least he can do.
It creates some overtime issues for us, but when you work amongst these small communities like all of us are, when you have that kind of a crime scene, without the officers having been involved, could easily overpower most of our departments. Add the loss of the two officers to it. They would desperately need help. Any of us would.
A United States honor flag arrived in Alaska last week to be displayed at memorial services for the fallen officers. The flag flew 9 years ago at Ground Zero in New York City after the September 11th attacks and now travels around the country to honor fallen police and firefighters. More than 75 Alaska police, fire, and military officials took part in a ceremony Friday in Anchorage honoring Wallace and Tokioka. Alaska State Troopers and Juneau Police will lead a funeral procession through the capital city tomorrow morning as the officers' remains are taken to the state ferry Malaspina for transport to Hoonah. Officers from across the country and Canada are expected to attend a memorial service in Hoonah tomorrow afternoon. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.